On the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Environmental Protection Agency has until November 14th to figure out how to enforce emissions reporting requirements for thousands of animal feeding operations. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals gave EPA until then to comply with its April ruling that found the agency exempted all but the largest CAFOs from reporting releases of hazardous substances, including ammonia and hydrogen sulfide, above certain levels. U.S. pork producers have an additional export market in South America after an agreement was announced last week by the White House. Argentina will allow U.S. fresh, chilled, and frozen pork and pork products across its borders for the first time since 1992. The White House credited a recent meeting between Vice President Mike Pence and Argentine President Mauricio Macri and an April dialogue between Macri and President Trump as key moments in developing the agreement. Pence calls the agreement a big win for American pork producers that reflects the administration's commitment to breaking down international trade barriers. About 500 people gathered last week at UC Berkeley to assess the rapid adoption of gene editing techniques that appear to hold immeasurable promise for human, animal, and plant health and growth. The two-day conference, CRISPRCon, is named for new techniques, clustered, regularly interspaced, short palindromic repeats. In agriculture, scientists are now increasingly applying genome editing to vanquish diseases and enable great leaps forward. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.